Fortune 500.
The Fortune 500 here. Yes. Uh-huh. What do you think in your mind is the deal breaker?
Yeah, I think it's, frankly, I think it's the, well, one, innovation, the atmosphere that climate that supports innovation, community climate, and the image of the people are the image of stability in the community. It has that image, even with the recent uprisings. Minnesota has a reputation. The Midwest, the Minnesota calls it for planning. Planning. And I think, and that, the question you raise is a good one, even with the reputation for higher taxes.
Right.
You know, that's, uh-huh. That goes against the trend, you think.
Right.
But when you look at the way a number of Fortune 500 companies started, it was from the tinkering and the garage discoveries,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like 3M,
mm-hmm.
and then the Medtronic, and discoveries people have made. And yesterday in the paper, there was the article about the Lou Lair, the former CEO of 3M, who passed.
Mm-hmm.
He's 95. I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a mentor and a supporter. I remember being in Nebraska attending a higher education business, ACA, American Council on Education, Business Higher Education Forum was. And he was attending that forum, and he gave me a ride back to Minnesota on his plane.
Oh.
You know, so we had, and then later I saw him on a plane going to and from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Arizona when he died. But thinking of that story, the way 3M started, it was the support of new ideas. And my guess, too, is that the centrality of the University of Minnesota in the community, in the state, and its influence on
mm-hmm.
so many discoveries
mm-hmm.
and the support systems for companies
mm-hmm.
to solve problems, I think that's made a difference.
Right.
That there's a great centrality.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a board meeting for the ExxonMobil company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were doing a site visit. It was in Mobile, Alabama. And we talked about the Mississippi River emptying into the Gulf and how that affected some of their logistical systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the quality of the water tested regularly. And guess where the test lab is? They said there's a test lab at the University of Minnesota on the Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and we sample and test the water up there. And guess where that lab is? Right off a walking distance from where I live.
Oh.
It was you can see it, water, something, earth, and something else. But
oh, yeah, right on like St. Anthony, Maine.
Yeah,
right
St. Anthony.
Yeah,
right.
I've seen that.
That's the test lab they were talking
great.
About. And I thought to myself, that's right next to one. They said it's at the University of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I live right near there. But that's what I mean by the support systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I think the education level must be pretty supportive of businesses at the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
The achievement gap is a bothersome problem at the lower level. But then I was thinking as I drove here this morning, our educational systems in Minnesota, the different levels, community colleges, and what used to be the technical institutes that are now blended in,
mm-hmm.
Those levels are helpful to businesses because their workers can start and
right.
come up to that level, and then the businesses can add the rest.
Right.
You know, they do a lot of specialized training within companies,
uh-huh.
And their workers, high school people, can start and come up to that level, and then have the businesses help add on the other 2 years with specialized training. So that so we have now I live downtown, and my taxes are hefty, and I read everything the Hennepin County tax statement sends out, explaining. See, they tend to be broader collection system, and then they collect on behalf of the city, the county, the school board, and they might be collect for the Metro Council, mm-hmm. all in that one biannual tax collection. But they explain where it goes, right. And I think they might have the parks in there now. And I look at it carefully, that my husband has passed. I have to read it. I need to read it. And the question is, how good do I feel paying the tax, supporting all these things? Mm-hmm. Do they have the library in there? I think they do. But I feel there's some things in there that are special to me. One is the library, the park system. And with the Metro Transit, they... I think it's Metro Mobility. They facilitate, they subsidize transportation for seniors and differently able mm-hmm. people to be able to get out. You can call these mm-hmm. little vans, but mm-hmm. I like that very much. Right. And the way the buses are equipped to pick up the differently able people in wheelchairs, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the buses stop. They bow and they roll out the platform.
Yeah. Yes.
I stand there and look at everyone. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think as a taxpayer, I like to think about what I really like and what I would advocate for.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that kind of citizen involvement here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's healthy and good for the communities.
I agree.
And that citizens can have a voice. And thinking of that, Tuesday is the primary day.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Thought about, yeah. I've been reading the editorials every day to be reminded of what they say, their opinions.